Hello, this is Travis on the Deborah Provera helpline on a recorded line. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Tawana Tommy. How are you?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
I'm doing okay.
Good. Glad to hear that. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Deborah Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Gotcha. And just so I can address you properly, I'm speaking with Tawana.
Tawana.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Tawana Williams, right?
Thomas.
Gotcha. I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear you there. And did you get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Gotcha. Just want to double check you haven't filled out or signed any paperwork for one or done an e-signature yet?
No.
Gotcha. And was it you that was taking Deborah Provera, or was it a loved one?
Myself.
Gotcha. Sorry to hear that. And are you a resident of the United States?
I am.
Gotcha. And what were you diagnosed with after taking Deborah Provera for at least a year?
Meningioma.
I'm so sorry to hear that, Tawana. I hope you're doing okay.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Where was that located out on your body?
It was a tumor in my brain.
Gotcha. And when did you get that diagnosis originally?
It was May 10th or the 11th of 2018.
Gotcha. And your date of birth?
My date of birth is September 28th, 1980.
Gotcha. October 28th, 1980?
No. September 28th, 1980.
Gotcha. And do you know...
Can you hear me well? Because the room I'm sitting in, sometimes my phone doesn't really work that well, so that's why I'm asking.
Yeah, I can hear you pretty well. Some of the words are a little bit lower, but I can hear you pretty well.
Okay, great.
And do you know of anyone else who was injured or taking Deborah Provera that also was diagnosed with any conditions, any loved ones, anyone at all?
No.
Gotcha. And did you receive the Deborah Provera pill or the Deborah Provera shot?
It was the shot.
The shot. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
And were you using the name brand injectable Deborah Provera, or was it a generic brand?
It was Pfizer.
The Pfizer version, gotcha. So that's the name brand. And how many years were you using Deborah Provera for?
6 years.
Six. Within 1 year, can you confirm that you've had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Gotcha. So you're getting a shot once every 3 months or so?
Yes. Correct.
Gotcha. And did you use Deborah Provera between, or when did you start using Deborah Provera, excuse me?
I started January 5th or 7th, 2009.
Gotcha. And when did you stop using it, approximately?
March 11th or 12th of 2015.
Gotcha. And what's your primary mailing address?
312 Megan, M-E-G-A-N, Drive, and that's in Hampton, Georgia, 30228.
Gotcha. That's 312 Megan Drive, Hampton, Georgia, and that's in, or that's 30228.
Correct.
Gotcha. Is that a house or is it an apartment? Do you have any unit numbers or anything like that?
No, it's a house.
Perfect. Give me 1 second here.
Mm-hmm.
How's your day going before you gave us a call today?
Well, okay, it's freezing this morning, but it's okay. It's starting to warm up a little bit.
Good. I'm glad you guys got some warm sun over there. Hopefully it gets warmer. And was the Depo-Provera administered by a doctor or medical staff, or was it by yourself?
It was by my family doctor.
Gotcha. And were you receiving your injections in the state of Georgia as well?
Yes, I was.
Gotcha. And what location of the body was the injection administered? In the arm, stomach, upper thigh, buttocks?
It was in my stomach.
Gotcha. And how many times did you use the injectable products? So if you used it 12 times or for 6 years,
It was
and
like
you used it, so it was
one.
about 24 times or so?
Yeah, 24.
Gotcha. And do you know the name of the doctor that administered Depo-Provera to you?
Yes, her name is Dr. LaShonda Williams.
Gotcha. That's Dr. LaShonda Williams. And let me see here. What facility is she located at?
Alio Health,
Can you
and
spell
that's
that?
spelled A-Y, yes, Aylo Health.
Gotcha. Got her here. And I'm doing some looking up on Google here while I'm speaking with you, so just bear with me.
No problem.
You said that you received it at the Alo Health Center?
Yes.
And was that in Hampton, Georgia as well, or do you know the city and state?
It was in Hampton. It's on Bear Creek Boulevard, Hampton, Georgia.
Perfect. Let's see here. Perfect. 1058 Bear Creek Boulevard. Awesome. All right. And was Dr. Lashana the same doctor that prescribed you the Depo-Provera? Was she the one that told you that you should start using it?
Yes.
Gotcha. And have you ever used any other hormones such as OCP or HRT?
No.
Gotcha. Thank you for that.
No problem.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to go as fast as I can here. I'm just copying and pasting some information. Let's see. Almost done.
Your day's been okay, though?
One more time.
I think your day has been okay so far?
Oh yeah, my day has been pretty good. We're located here in Southern California, so my day just got started not too long ago. It's already close to 1 o'clock for you guys there, right?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, your guys' day is a lot further in the day than
Almost
mine. It's still only 10 o'clock over here,
right.
so. But yeah, it's been pretty good so far. I can't complain. Let's see. Alrighty. And I'm assuming that the Alo Health primary care at Hampton was the same. That's where you got the Depo-Provera prescribed to you, and that's where you also had it administered, right?
Correct.
Gotcha. So you didn't go to like a separate pharmacy to go pick it up or anything. It was all done through that same facility.
Yeah, all at the same doctor's office.
Gotcha. And when did you discover your injuries were related to the use of Depo-Provera?
That was pretty much when I got my diagnosis in May of 2018. The doctor that gave me my diagnosis basically said it was as a result of the Depo-Provera.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that must have been some incredibly hard news to receive, Tawana.
Yeah, it was devastating.
And were you or a loved one diagnosed, or I'm sorry, were you diagnosed here in the United States? That's a yes, right?
Yes.
Gotcha. And you were diagnosed in the state of Georgia?
Correct.
What was the method of your diagnosis for the meningioma? Did they do like a CT scan, an MRI, or both?
They did the MRI and biopsy, and then she did blood tests as well.
Gotcha. What was the doctor that diagnosed the meningioma?
Her name was Dr. Lisa Rivera.
Dr. Lisa Rivera. And what facility was she at?
Emory St. Joseph Hospital.
Gotcha. What was the first word? Emeralds?
Emory, E-M-O-R-Y, Emory.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. St. Joseph Hospital. Was that there in
yes.
In Hampton?
It's in Atlanta, Georgia. No, it's actually in Atlanta.
Gotcha. Perfect. Let me see here. That's Emory St. Joseph Hospital, and that's off of 5665 Peachtree Dunwoody Road there in Atlanta.
Yes. Correct.
Perfect. Give me a second here. And yeah, while I'm doing some research here, I'm just a bit curious. Were you looking into this initially when, like, you first got diagnosed, or?
No, actually, I saw ads on Facebook about it, and that's what made me reach out regarding it.
Gotcha. That's what kind of lit the light bulb in your head, basically.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Let's see here. And have you received treatment for your meningioma diagnosis?
I did get treatment for it. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. What type of treatments did you receive?
I got two treatments. One was radiation therapy, and then the other was a cranial tapping surgery, where they removed the tumor from my brain.
Gotcha. I hope the surgery went well, and I hope the radiation therapy went well as well.
It did.
How are you feeling now that everything is?
I'm cancer-free, since then, I've been okay.
That's amazing. Okay. That's amazing, Tawana. I'm so glad to hear that. That's a blessing. And what was the doctor that was treating you? Do you remember their name?
It was the same doctor, Dr. Lisa Rivera.
Gotcha. Do you have any prior cancer diagnoses?
No, I don't.
Gotcha. All right. And do you have a family history of meningioma?
No.
And were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yes, I was.
What were the dates that you were hospitalized?
Let's see. That would be May, the end of May. So it was either May 29th or the 30th of 2018. And then my discharge date was between June 13th and the 15th of 2018.
Gotcha. So from about May 30th to about June 18th of 2018.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And prior to being diagnosed with meningioma, were you or a loved one ever exposed to radiation before?
No.
Gotcha. And have you ever been diagnosed with neurofibromatosis too?
No.
And do you recall when you first began having symptoms related to your tumor?
Just that it was headaches. I was getting headaches. I had a seizure one time. And then sometimes my vision would be blurry. So that was what made me go get tested, because that was abnormal for me.
Gotcha. How long were you dealing with those symptoms before going and actually getting diagnosed?
It probably was about maybe a month and a half. That's how initially it was just like, yeah, taking medicine for the headaches, and I never had a seizure before, so I was like, well, maybe it's stress, you know?
Absolutely. And from that time when you were hospitalized, do you have any medical notes, any other notes that you'd like me to be aware of as well?
I do have my medical records from the hospital, but I'm not actually at home. I'm out of town visiting, but
Perfect. Yeah, that was actually going to be my next question. So you do have your medical records showing a meningioma diagnosis?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. And would you be able to provide those medical records by mail or electronically?
I can do it electronically once I get back home from visiting out of town, which will be within the next like 2 weeks. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely. So after this phone call, the attorneys work on pulling medical records for you, Tawana, so you really don't have to worry about that. This is just kind of the reason we ask is because if you are able to provide medical records, it kind of helps speed up the process a little bit. But it's not necessary or even required. The attorneys would do that for you. After this phone call, what I'll be doing is giving you the phone number of the attorneys that are going to be reaching out to you. And they'll be reaching out to you within the next 24 to 48 business hours to do a verification, just to make sure that I have all of the information correct and all that good stuff. And at that time, you can let them know about your medical records and all that good stuff. But do you have access to your MyChart login?
I think so, yeah.
Gotcha.
I should. If not, I'll just reset the password.
Perfect. Can we have an emergency contact here?
Sure. My emergency contact is going to be my significant other. His name is Corey, C-O-R-E-Y, Dial. And his number is 404-889-0423. Let me just double check that. We use phones now, and we don't necessarily have to remember stuff. Yeah, that's right.
0423. Gotcha. 404-889-0423.
Yes.
Perfect. And I have his first and last name is Corey, C-O-R-E-Y, Dial, D-A, or D-I-A-L.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And that's your significant other?
Yes.
Perfect. Do you know his email? It's okay if you don't. Not a problem. And is he living with you? Are you guys at the same address?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Perfect. So that's basically it for the intake here. There's just a few more questions that I want to confirm. I want to verify that some of your personal information from the inquiry that was made is all correct here. I have your first and last name as Tawana Thomas.
Yes,
first name
correct.
Is T-A-W-A-N-A.
Correct.
Thomas is T-H-O-M-A-S.
Correct.
Gotcha. Do you have a middle initial?
L.
As in Lima?
Yes.
Perfect. And for the recording, can you confirm your gender for me?
I am a female.
Gotcha. And what's your marital status?
I am divorced.
Gotcha. I'm assuming no suffixes on your name, nothing like that, like junior, senior, right?
No.
Gotcha. And your social security number?
594-984217.
Gotcha. Let me repeat that. That's 594-984217.
Correct.
Perfect. And would you be able to provide a large eligible signature?
you said large eligible signature? What is that?
Yeah, so I'm going to be sending you over some documents right now via DocuSign. And then one of the documents, it's going to have you draw your signature on those documents. One of the documents is asking for the signature to just be like written out legibly. So you know how some people kind of like scribble their signature? On one of the documents, we asked that you just like kind of print it out basically.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I should be fine with that.
Perfect. What I'm going to do is send you over some documents via text and email. You're going to get a text message and an email that says Travis Conroy has sent you some documents to review and sign. You should be getting that here in a few seconds. Before I do so, though, let me just verify that some of the information that I was able to take from you is all correct. I just want to verify that the dates that I was able to get from you and all that stuff is all correct here first.
Sure.
You'd mentioned that your date of diagnosis was on May 10th, 2018. And your date of birth is September 28th, 1980.
Correct.
Gotcha. And you'd mentioned that you were using the Pfizer Depo-Provera, and you used it for about 6 years. And you had four injections a year, so that's about 24 times that you used it in total.
Correct.
Gotcha. And I have your primary address is 312 Megan Drive, Hampton, Georgia, 30228. Perfect. And you'd mentioned that Dr. Lashana Clark-Williams was the one that was administering the shot to you, and that was at Alo Health Primary Care at Hampton off of 1058 Bear Creek Boulevard. And that's also the same person in the same facility that prescribed it to you as well. You were diagnosed with a meningioma from Dr. Lisa Rivera at Emory St. Joseph Hospital, and that was on May 1st, or I'm sorry, that you first discovered that your injuries were related to Depo-Provera around the same time that you were diagnosed, as what you mentioned. And that facility is at 5665 Peachtree Dunwoody Road, Atlanta, Georgia, 30342.
Correct.
Perfect. And then finally, we have that you were receiving your treatment there at the same location from Dr. Lisa Rivera as well.
Correct.
Gotcha. Perfect. And then let me just see if there's any additional information. So you mentioned that the dates that you were hospitalized was from May 30th up until about June 18th of 2018.
Correct.
Gotcha. And then you first started noticing your symptoms about a month earlier prior to your diagnosis, so in about April of 2018 is what you had mentioned, right?
Correct.
Gotcha. Perfect. Yep, it looks like I have all the information correct here. You should be getting that text and email from me in about 20 seconds or so. Give me one second here.
Okay.
I appreciate your patience in going through this with me today.
No problem.
All right, and just let me know when you see that pop up. It'll come up. It'll come via text and email.
Okay. I have the text message, so let me check my email.
And then it doesn't matter which one you click on, the email or the text.
Oh, okay.
You should see a button. If you're looking at the email that says review documents, or if you're looking at the text, you should be able to click on the link there.
Okay. I clicked on the text, so it took me waiting for it to load.
It'll ask when you click on the link and get directed to the website if you agree to SMS messages, and you're going to want to say yes to that one.
Okay, I do.
Perfect.
The security check part?
Yeah, so can you continue past that?
Okay.
And then you should see a start button, and it should allow you to start signing. The document that was requiring the signature, the large eligible signature that I was mentioning to you, is going to be the, give me a second here. Just try to when you draw your signature in there, try to draw it out as legible as you can. I know, like, some people, when they draw their signatures, they, you know, they kind of have a specific style that they draw their signature in, and it seems kind of counterintuitive, but they just want to make sure that your signature is legible, so that way there's no issue. So just try, when you put your signature in there, try to print it out the best that you can. I know it sounds a little bit weird, but.
Okay. I'm at the part where it says finish, so then just click on finish.
Right. And as soon as you hit finish, you'll get an email and a text message sent back to you with a copy of those documents that you can download or print out, whatever's more convenient for you.
Mm-hmm.
And let me double check. I just got them back on my end. Let me make sure everything looks good on my end here. Oh, wow. That's a really good signature. Awesome. Perfect. Everything looks good to me. What I'm going to go ahead and do, before I let you go, I'm going to give you the phone number of the attorney that's going to be reaching out to you. I also want to make sure that you know what to expect next, but let me give you the name of, give me a second here. Let me double check one thing. Gotcha. Do you have extra time for a warm transfer to the attorneys right now to speak with them for a couple minutes?
I have to join a 10-minute meeting right now because I'm still working.
Oh, okay. It should be pretty quick, the phone call with them. They just want to verify that some of the information that I was able to get from you is correct and verify that you want to participate in this lawsuit. It should be a pretty short phone call with them.
Okay, that's fine. If it's short, then you can transfer me. I should be okay then.
Perfect. Just bear with me 1 second. And again, you're going to be working with Ben Martin is the name of the firm, if you want to write that down. And they'll actually be providing you their direct line when I get you on the phone with them.
Okay.
Gotcha. Bear with me 1 second.
Thank you.
Absolutely.